This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Prince Harry and Meghan say they were chased by New York City paparazzi. The cab driver says they were never in danger for his part of what happened. And they're being heckled by trolls on social media. Meanwhile, we care about the debt limit, right? Especially if you're waiting for checks, Social Security checks, etc. Senate Democrats are asking the president to get ready to go with the 14th Amendment and bypass Republicans on the debt limit. But McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, thinks they're going to get something done anyway. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, just another day in paradise. Hope you're having a great week. If not, and you have the weekend off, it's hump day. That means, boom, you slide into Thursday and Friday, and whew, you're off to relaxation land. Hopefully, you get a chance to relax. Whatever your hours are, it doesn't matter. All right, let's talk about this debt limit thing. So they're supposedly hammering out the potential deal, and, you know, Kevin McCarthy left the White House the other day and said, you know, listen, he made it sound like it was no big deal, like, this is going to happen. We're going to get this done. He said he was feeling pretty good after that meeting. They set a process up for negotiating the deal that meets some of the key demands that McCarthy had and things that Democrats dismissed before in the past. So he negotiated directly with the president, with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, you know, again, it was a handful of people that were in the room where it was happening. You know the reference to that song. So that was the Oval Office. And the parameters of the negotiation center around the actual Republican bill. And they're framing it up as spending caps, unspent COVID money, work requirements for social safety net programs, and permitting reform. So that's what's mostly going into these discussions. They're not talking about raising taxes on wealthy people. They're not talking about lifting the corporate tax rate and cutting defense spending. They're not talking about any of that. You already have a rejection of a lot of the tax loopholes. So those are things that are not part, it sounds like, this whole debt limit discussion. They're no longer part of that whatsoever. I mean, this is serious enough that the president canceled the second part of his foreign trip. So he's coming back early from the G7 summit where he's off to now in Japan, but he canceled some stops in Australia and New Guinea, allowing him to get back Sunday so they could negotiate a little bit more. We'll see if this McCarthy, very confident, is what he said, that they can get this done. Let's see if that happens, right? Because you still have a lot of push pull on it. That's the bottom line on the Hill. So if not, the Democrats are saying they're talking about the long shot attempt to force a vote on debt ceiling in the increase without other spending cuts. So while the negotiations are happening on the one end, this is the other push by the Senate Democrats, who were circulating a letter urging Biden to look at the 14th Amendment to resolve this standoff that wouldn't include Congress. And what does that mean? They collect signatures for a discharge petition to move the legislation that would raise the debt ceiling without any policy changes. It's just a procedural end around that's aimed at bypassing the Republicans. I mean, that's what it is, right? So it's either going to go two ways. It's either going to go the way of the McCarthy negotiations, and it's going to require the new work requirements on those federal programs. So people who get federal money, it's going to be attached to that, and it's going to go through, and then that's it, right? At least for the foreseeable future, and then they can worry about the individual agendas of the Democrats and of the Republicans, I suppose. That's how that would go. Sounds very familiar, doesn't it? It really, really does. All right, a couple of other quick hits of sad things, actually. There's a story about an 8-year-old girl who died in Border Patrol custody. So she was being held in South Texas. She had a medical emergency. She's with her family in the Rio Grande Valley. It's that section of the border that's seen a lot of crossings in the last couple of weeks. There's not a lot of info about her nationality or any of that, but they did have emergency medical services that were called to the station where the family was, and she was pronounced dead. They couldn't do anything to save her. And, of course, children, the families with children, are prioritized mostly at crossing the border over adult migrants for quicker processing. That's the whole idea. But we've seen the record-setting migration surge, which has stretched all those stations and some of those temporary facilities way beyond their capacity. So they're holding, at one point last week, they call it the CPB, of course. They were holding 30,000 people at one point, more than three times their capacity. But the numbers dropped off. It's now at least 10,000, less than that. And some of this started right before Title 42 being lifted. So we knew there would be a surge in the crossings. But what's really interesting is the numbers have dropped off. There was the surge ahead of it, but the numbers that were expected, it hasn't been quite as big as was expected. So I think that's a good thing. All right, it's a story that is like telephone game. It is either getting exaggerated with each person who tells it, or it's just another part of the drama of Harry and Meghan, you know, Prince Harry and the Duchess of Sussex. They went to a ceremony in New York City on Tuesday, and Meghan's mother was also there and in the car. They say there was a two-hour chase through Manhattan that was nearly catastrophic. New York City Police Department spokesperson said the presence of many photographers made the couple's transport what they called challenging. Said that they arrived at their destination safely. There weren't any collisions or injuries. A taxi driver who picked up the couple for part of the journey after going to the event said in an interview he wouldn't call it a chase, and he said it's not like a movie, and he said he felt safe during the ride. They're saying, again, this was 2 hours. There were multiple near collisions involving other drivers on the road, pedestrians, and two New York City Police Department officers. There's mega interest in this couple. There's going to be mega PAPs, as they call them, after them. The New York City Police Department released a statement on Wednesday, and they said they assisted the private security team protecting them the previous night, that there were numerous photographers from their point of view that made the transport challenging. I'll use that word again because that's what they keep saying. But they arrived there. Nobody was arrested. There were no injuries, any of that. And then you have the New York mayor, Eric Adams, who said on Wednesday morning that he had been given a preliminary briefing on the matter and had been informed that two New York City police officers could have been injured. And he referred to the chase as a bit reckless and irresponsible, but he was skeptical about whether there could have been a high-speed chase for 2 hours. However, he said, well, it does remind you of what happened to Harry's mother. And they're just getting skewered all over social media, and there are other celebrities that are saying, I live in New York, that doesn't happen. They couldn't have a 2-hour chase. You decide. Meet you on the flip side for the Man Cave.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn what more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
So, you're a philosopher?
Yes, 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 yes. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
Here we are once again in the man cave, and there's always so much to talk about when it comes to sports, and because you ask me to talk about it, I get so many emails about that, and thank you, by the way, for your support. I know a lot of people lately have been getting my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, and you sent me emails about that, and I appreciate that, and I talk a lot about the people I came across in the sports world and what they did to get where they were and how empowering it was and inspirational in some cases. So, the Celts did away with the 76ers. The Heat, though, beat them in the first game, 123-116. An interesting game because I don't know why. Why would anybody really overlook the Heat? Because the Heat are a good team. I mean, but so are the Celts. To get this far, both of these teams have proved their mettle, so to speak, right? Especially you look at what Boston did in their series against Philly, especially when Philly kept getting the heavy edge. So it's no surprise. I mean, look, they have Jimmy Butler, who's such a star, 35 points. And that included where I think the game really churns is in the second half of the game. He had 20 after halftime points. So the Heat rallied in the second half to beat the Celts for that win. And he says, and I love this, it's so smart, he says his teammates have given him confidence. He says, yeah, I'm playing at an incredible level, but that's because they're allowing me to do that. They're trusting me with the ball on the defensive end. I think that's what any basketball player wants. So Miami trailed by 9 at the half before they turned it around, and then they scored a franchise playoff record, 46 points in the third. And they outscored Boston, this is really the story, 66-50 over the final two quarters. So for Butler, it was his fifth game with 30 or more points in the postseason.
season. And it's that two-way basketball players. That's what's so key, and that's Jimmy Butler. And I think that's what the one of the big differences is for this team. Jason Tatum led the Celts with 30 points, but he didn't have any, didn't take a shot in the fourth quarter. No shots in the fourth quarter. He was smothered in so many different cases. So how about that? It's a continuation. We'll see. Because it's a long series. So there's no, you know, in forecasting this, I think there's going to be a little bit of back and forth. And it's tough to pick here. Is it going to be, you know, is it going to be Miami or is it going to be, is it going to be the Celts? I have friends in Miami who say, you better pick Miami. Don't doubt us. Lakers and the Nuggets. There's another interesting series. The Nuggets lead the series. They picked the first game up in the Western Conference Finals, beating the Lakers. So they have a one-game edge. And, of course, this is being played at Ball Arena. And you think of LeBron James, and boy, it was to even get to the point where the Lakers are was no easy feat. And when I say that, is they weren't performing great in the beginning of the season, even midway through the season. And this was a tight game. I mean, Denver won the game 132-126. And if this was the game the other day, and if you look at this game and break it down and look at what's possibly happening next. Again, this goes to defense and boards and all of that. So Anthony Davis had 40 points and 10 boards. LeBron James, 26 points, 12 boards, 9 assists. The Nuggets led by 21, but the Lakers were the story when they pulled within 3 points twice in the fourth quarter. That's what it took to get them in the game. At one point, LeBron James had a pair of three throws that made it 129-126 with 112 on the clock, right? When you're playing catch-up, that does make it much more difficult. And James said that afterwards. He said, you know, the game is won in 48 minutes. I love this quote from him. The game is won in 48 minutes, but they set the tone in 24 minutes and we were playing catch up for the next 24, and that's accurate. So they had to be just pitch perfect at the tail end. And if you look at history, LeBron James has won his last 20 playoff series where his team won the opener. So they didn't win the opener. And in fact, what's so interesting for Denver fans, the Nuggets hadn't taken game one against the Lakers since 1979 when they won the opener of the best of three series only to lose the next two. So that's the closest the Nuggets have ever come to eliminating the Lakers. Denver, they've beaten Denver three times in the West Finals, including in the Florida bubble. Remember when all the games were played in Orlando during COVID in 2020. So the Lakers don't want to be playing catch-up if they're going to really be in this, which they are. Then he knows, and that's why LeBron James is saying that. They know they don't want to be in that catch-up situation. So the next game, Thursday night, it tips at 7:30, and my prediction is you're going to see the Lakers not try to get in that hole, try to get out of there as fast as they can and get a much deeper start. So when they go in the half, they're not having to try to pull up. In the off season in the NFL, it's about who you sign in, right? Who's going to play? Who has the potential? I mean, here we are. Gosh, it's so crazy to think about this. I can't even look at a calendar. It's because I think for me, maybe for some of you, all the days kind of run together. And, you know, here we are. We're almost at Memorial Day weekend. And before you know it, these training camps are going to open up. So there are definitely going to be, they have lots of people that come in and people that get cut, people that think they have a good chance to make the team, that don't make the team. I'm not talking about superstars, but I'm talking about players that think they have a good chance, and then it turns out something different is going on once they get to the camp and they end up not making the slot. So the Dallas Cowboys, this is part of what the deal is. The Dallas Cowboys face a salary cap challenge because they got to sign Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Trayvon Diggs, and Micah Parsons to contract extensions. But even Stephen Jones, who's in charge of that kind of thing, says it's going to all move forward. It's all about timing. We can work within the parameters of the cap. We'll be able to make those things happen. We're not worried we won't be able to do that. We just want to work through it. We work with the side, with both sides, and we figure it out. CeeDee Lamb has been incredible for Dallas, and he says this is where he always wanted to be. He doesn't see himself wearing any other jersey, and he doesn't want to go into details, but he says he's excited about the future. So, there are 14, if we look at across the landscape in the NFL, there are 14 wide receivers making at least $20 million a year. And that's Miami Dolphins. Tyreek Hill makes $30 million. The Raiders, Devontae Adams, makes $28 million. So they're pretty far on the chain. And, of course, quarterbacks are getting incredible deals. Prescott is one of 11 quarterbacks making $40 million a year. And in the offseason, you look at the Ravens, you look at the Eagles, and they signed their quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts, to deals averaging $52 million and $51 a year. And then you have the Bengals and the Chargers. They got to sign their quarterbacks, Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert, to massive extensions, too. And, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs. You think they're going to lose Pat Mahomes? Of course not. He's going to get an astronomical number again when he signs. I mean, it took almost 2 years of talks for Prescott to sign his 4-year, $160 million deal in 2021. This is like the thing that the player can't overly think about, right? Because they have to think about conditioning, they have to think about the other players, they have to think about the schedule and a myriad of other things. And that's why it's so key whoever their agent is, and then the relationship with the team and these salary caps as to when they're going to sign, how much heat they're going to constantly be asked about that, about, oh, are you worried about an extension? What do you think? Bah, 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 bah. All right, in baseball, I've said this before, to me, there is nothing like extra frames and a walk-off homer, especially, and the Blue Jays did it over the Yankees, 3-0 in 10. Danny Jensen did it in dramatic fashion, a 3-run jack to nail the Yankees. Oh, that is so huge. When you're there in the fandom world and you're watching this and you haven't run to your car because it's a school night and you get to see your team beat the Yankees. Ooh, you know, they were celebrating in Toronto. All right, stay with us. A couple of incredible authors coming up next.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You- USA News update. A three-judge panel seems hesitant about keeping the abortion drug mifepristone available for sale. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals panel will decide whether the drug should remain available after a federal judge in Texas ordered a hold on mifepristone back in April. President Biden is expressing confidence that a deal to raise the debt ceiling can be reached before the U.S. defaults. Congressman Bob Good agrees, as long as there are deep budget cuts.
The American people, though, don't want an increase without responsible cuts in spending and reforms to put us on a path to fiscal responsibility.
Good, who's a member of the House Freedom Caucus, would also like to see work requirements for some people who receive federal aid. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona has confirmed that the pandemic-era pause on federal student loan payments will come to an end later this year. That pause has been in place for more than 3 years. Roughly 44 million people will have to restart making payments. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Our virtual green room right now here on Author's Corner with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight. Now, Why They Cheat is a novel with 12 chapters recounting stories of cheaters. So think about that. This book is absolutely for you if you've always wondered why you've been cheated on or maybe scared that you could be cheated on. And it answers the plaguing, horrible question, why do we ensure, or how do we ensure that my partner will never cheat on me? And Mona knows this area well because she's a jack of all trades. Think of what she's done. A writer, professional hairstylist, they hear so many stories. A loan signing agent, notary, again, lots of people, an entrepreneur. So a lot of people would talk to Mona, absolutely, for sure. Mona, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
What made you decide to write this story?
My personal experience, I have been cheated on, and it was extremely painful. And I think the most difficult feeling was I was trying to figure why, because I felt that I'm a good woman, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do for my partner, and I'm loyal, and I felt that that was supposed to protect me from being cheating on, and it didn't. And just wondering why was, I think, so painful, because it was a daily reminder. Kind of, I've been betrayed, I was a failure as a woman or in my relationship. So I always wanted to know why, but like I started research, you know, online and in different area, all the books and try to read, but I never found like a specific answer to my case. I also had a lot of clients come and get their hair done over the course of 20 years, you know, telling me about their own issues. And it was the same thing. Everybody come to say, I really don't know why, you know, that happened to me. And so I decided to bring closure to so many people. So far, I was only able to get 12 different reasons, but at least there was more than I ever was able to find when I was going through my pain and suffering.
Did you find that out with the other people that you talked to, that it was the why, and was it them, and that questions that just rattle around in your head? Did you find the same thing in the stories?
Yes, it was really what bothered people. Like in life, we are willing to experience something. We understand that, you know, I may start this, it may work, it may not work out for me, but at least you want to kind of understand what went wrong. So you know, it gives you a chance when you start it again or when you open up again to maybe have a feeling that, okay, I'm more equipped for this relationship. But when you really don't know, it really closes a lot of people scared to start again, scared to trust again, scared to open, you know, scared to open a relationship or start again. And it really not fair for the next person coming into your life, because you still so, you know, disappointed or so afraid or so unsure of what to do next. So, yes, it was really what bothered people, because once you decide to move on to the next step of your life, you really don't know where to go, where to start, and how to. So that's why it's been very important in people's life that has been cheating on.
Oh, no kidding, because then life is short, and if you don't heal or don't know why, then you're afraid, like you said, to take those chances, and you miss out on the opportunity of finding love. We won't tell everybody all the stories, because, of course, you can get the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Why They Cheat, but give us one of the stories from the book.
Wow, okay, I don't know which one I'm going to pick. Okay, so one story, for example, I think I'm going to just pick the first one. It was, so let's say a story of a couple that it was a young lady just was introduced to a gentleman when she walked with by a common coworker. And they just started pretty much a normal relationship, dating and moved together and have a kid. Before they had the kids, the lady was very, you know, devoted to the man. They come home, she make dinner, they do everything together. And, you know, they have time to hang out and get to know each other. It was a beautiful relationship. And, of course, she got pregnant and everybody's excited. She's about to have a baby. And once she had the baby, it was a couple complications for her. And she has to stay in bed. You know, it took time after you give birth to get yourself together. And for the men, he felt that she changed, you know. She wasn't making dinner anymore. She wasn't looking sexy and beautiful when it comes to work. The house was a mess. The baby cried all night. So he needed a break, you know. And he felt that she changed, you know. She totally changed to him. He was not the same woman that he fell in love with. She was irritating and she was not funny anymore. it was totally a different person. So it starts to go to work, you know, a little bit sad, and then he gets another woman that, of course, realized that it was not the same. And, you know, hey, what's going on? And, well, you know, at home he's not the same. I'm not happy. My wife is, you know, since the baby, you know, came, she's totally changed. And, well, of course, he ended up cheating because the other lady had time for him, and she offered him comfort, and she smelled good, and when he spent the night over there, he is rested. So it was basically something that that was working for him at the moment. And when, you know, the wife found out, you know, why I have been cheating on, it's not because she was a bad woman. It's not because she changed. It was just that he has an issue. As a man, he was raised by a single mom, and he has she was used to do everything for him, and he expected that in any relationship that he entered in. And when he doesn't get this no more, it's not happy. So he's looking for a next hit, and it's looking. So it's not because she fell him as a woman. It's because of the type of man that he was. It's not because he wasn't grateful, or it's because he was a bad man. But that's what he's looking for, you know, for his personal happiness. So, you know,
wow. So
like
what a what a story. Yeah. So here's a question: in that situation, you laid it out beautifully, and you talk more about it in your book. How does it end up? Do they divorce?
Well, you know, of course they divorced. He met this woman, and she ended up having a baby, and the story repeat himself. So
wow. There's a lesson in that. I like you say that the story repeated itself. So you said this in our conversation, but when people read your book, what do you hope that they walk away with?
I want really the reader to walk away with the feeling of, you know, a calm and peace in the heart, because that's understand, you know, what's happened, help you really, you know, go through your healing journey. So for me, it's really that peace in mind, and that calm, and that answer, you know, that closure. There you go. That's what I was looking for. They can walk away with the closure and be able to, you know, go to the healing journey in peace, and be able to, you know, move on with their life, and at least feel more secure, you know, for the next step.
How much did this help you in writing this, telling the stories? Was it kind of cathartic for you?
It was a very good thing for me, because I went through a serious depression. I had to, you know, see a lot of psychologists, and you know, I went through a very dark time after that happened to me. But be able to write and be able to also remember, hey, you're not alone. You know, this thing happened to a lot of people. It's not because you're bad. It's not because you're a failure. It's not because you're less than a woman. It's not because the other woman is better than you. You know, so he helped me rebuild my self-esteem, build my security. You know, as a woman, I feel more, more strong, you know, more assertive. You know, I know what I want, what I'm looking for. I'm no longer afraid to ask questions, you know, and I'm not afraid to receive answers, because I learned that it's better to have all my pieces in the beginning, get all my red flag, you know, already out before, you know, I engage myself in and get so much more of me in, you know, in my next relationship. So it really helps me avoid a lot of mistakes, and definitely made me a better person and a better woman, and more sensitive to so many other aspects, you know, of life.
Yeah, and hopefully that'll help other people with the same thing, why they cheat. Mona M. Fall, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Kate. I love you.
well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Leonard Heflick joins us, and he's written a book called Live As Long As You Dare, A Journey to Gain Health, Vibrant Years, and it is, it's a game changer, definitely. And we've talked to him in the past, and I'll tell you what, when you talk to Leonard, you feel like you can climb Mount Kilimanjaro, I'm serious. So Leonard, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure, thank you, Kate, for having me.
So this book, tell us about why you wrote it and what you want people to take away from reading it.
Well, I wrote it because I retired 5 years ago. I spent my career in the food industry, so I'm pretty well read on nutrition and diet and exercise and such and the impact those have on your health. And I looked around my friends and family and myself, too, and my conclusion was that these people were not very healthy and that they were on their way to an early demise that was totally unnecessary. So I started doing some research into it and read a lot. And what's wonderful about today is there's so much information available and much of it for free, although I had to pay for a lot of it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, there's so much information that we don't know about, and it shocked me, even as a career professional. So how can we expect, you know, regular people who don't deal with this stuff every day, are not deeply involved in the science of it, how can we expect them to be aware? And the answer is they're not. And, you know, the media does not do a very good job of educating us about information and studies that are out there. I hear all the time these conspiracy theories. Oh, well, you know, the drug industry doesn't want us to know that eating a high-fiber diet will reduce your blood pressure. Well, maybe they don't want us to know, but it took me 30 seconds to find that study on Google Scholar.
Yes, boy, it shows you. And you, your book is filled with gems like that. And one of the things I like that you talk about right from the get-go is to just, I think people get overwhelmed, too, and they have excuses for why they can't implement something. And you say, just make a change a week.
That's right. We look at ourselves where we are now, and we project where we'd like to be, and the gap is quite large. And we say it's too big of a jump. I don't know how to make that leap. It's too far. So we end up doing nothing. And that's a big mistake. So the trick is, as you said, any big intractable problem, the way to solve it is to break it up into little pieces, make it easy, make it even a game, and add these little changes to your lifestyle. And I'll emphasize over and over again in my book, the fact that this is a lifestyle change, not something that you change for a week or a month or 3 months, not the exercise of the month club. No, this is something you're going to add these little changes to your lifestyle and then keep them there for the rest of your life. And whether you're 25 or 85, it doesn't really matter that much, meaning there's something you can do. You can improve. You can get better. You can be better. And there's no reason not to try. And that's why the book is called Live As Long As You Dare, because you have to dare. You have to want to.
Yeah, I love that. You're right. I love that. Live as long as you dare. All right, so you're not going to tell us everything, but give us a couple of tips that people listening right now can, while they're waiting for the book to arrive at their house, that they can put to good use.
Okay. Well, I start the book off with attitude. Okay, very important to have a positive attitude and to have a vision. Regardless of your age, you should have a personal vision. And, you know, usually when we talk about something at 2-3 weeks or a month, we don't call it a vision, we call it a goal. Okay, that's good. Have a goal. You need some goals for what you're going to accomplish in the next couple weeks, next month. How about the next year? How about the next 3 years, 5 years? How about 50 years? Okay, I'm 68 years old right now. And I tell my daughter I want to live for another 50. Mm-hmm. She rolls her eyes. And then she watches me and what I'm doing and the impact it's having on my health. And now she's worried because she thinks I might actually do it. So you can do it. The point is, have a vision for where you want to go and what you want to achieve. If you have a longer term vision, especially when you get older like me, so 68, I say, well, gee, I'm not going to take on that project of writing that book or taking that trip. It's too much. I'm too old for that. Well, if I don't have that, change it around and I say, well, gee, I'm going to live another 20, 30, 50 years, 50 years. I got plenty of time. Why wouldn't I start writing that book? Why wouldn't I take that extra course? Why am I not learning how to speak French? Why not? And I emphasize in the book as well that the proper question for us at our age is not why anymore. Why was great when we were 5 years old? The right question today is why not? Why am I not doing this? So I start with there, attitude and vision and having a plan for where I want to, what I want to achieve while I'm here. And then we talk about activity and how to be active, productively active, not painfully active. Pain is usually a sign that we're doing something wrong. We should listen to our bodies when our bodies hurt. There's a reason why they hurt. Don't just ignore it. There's pain, no gain, nonsense. There's a teeny bit of truth to it when it comes to muscles, meaning muscular pain is an ache. That's good pain, okay? But when your joints and are hurting, that's bad pain. You have to be able to differentiate between those two, and you don't want to go there. We want to be able to increase our capability every month, week, year, as opposed to allowing it to decline. Make it play. Make it fun. If you don't like doing something, you're not going to do it. So find an exercise or a routine that you actually enjoy doing. You're likely to do it much more. Talk about food. There's so much misinformation out there about food, good foods and bad foods. Good diets, and most of it is either obsolete or absolutely wrong scientifically. I won't go into all the details, but the biggest takeaway I would give you is that bigger issue for us is not what we eat, it's how much we eat. That's the bigger issue. I'm not saying that you should avoid sugar. Yes, avoid sugar. Moderate your carbs. Yes, carbs should be taken in balance with your activity level. If you're inactive, carb level, carb intake should be low. If you're very active, like a marathon runner, you better be eating bowls and bowls of pasta or you're literally going to starve yourself to death. So carbs in balance with activity, sugar as low as you can. We don't need any sugar, okay? And incorporate good foods that contain fiber and antioxidants into your diet. That's critical. And, you know, it's so easy to do. Turmeric is a very nice spice. It's mild, very high in antioxidants. Why not put a little turmeric in your oatmeal in the morning?
Mm.
Why not wear a cocoa powder, also very high in antioxidants? How about when you make that stir fry tonight with rice and whatever else you put, the vegetables, why not throw a tablespoon of turmeric in there? You can do it. When you make mashed potatoes, put some turmeric in it. Or if you're making mashed sweet potatoes, put some turmeric in it. That's just one example. You can add turmeric to your diet and keep it there virtually every day for the rest of your life. And it's not hard, not painful, and actually it's fun. It's delicious.
Wow, so that's
actually,
great
we have to take care
tip.
Of ourselves. We have to learn how to take care of ourselves in ways we've never done before. I call it extreme self-care. You start by observing. Look at your body. Look in the mirror. Look in the scale. Listen to it. How's it feel? Observe, and then be aware. What does that mean? What is my body trying to tell me? Okay? And then do something about it. Okay? If I have a little too much belly fat, okay, what can I do about that? Let's go find out. There are some steps you can take. Actually, it's going to be easy ones to help you get rid of that. It doesn't happen overnight, and that's part of the problem. People expect you to do those. Well, it's not going to happen. It took a long time for that belly fat to get there. It's going to take a little while to get rid of it. But you can do it. The trick is to break it up into little pieces into the game. I give you 100, I give the readers 101 little changes that you can make in your life, in your lifestyle, that are going to improve your health, help you live longer and healthier.
Oh, I love that. 101 little changes.
And I
suggest
making one change a week. Not hard. It's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just, you got to get that mindset. So good. So good. And it's a perfect time for people to do this because we start to assess what's going on in our lives as we get to the beginning of the next year. And here we are at this point. So this is a great time for this. Again, the book is Live As Long As You Dare. I think you're going to live to be, who knows how old, Leonard. A Journey to Gain Health, Vibrant Years. For sure. Like I said, you can get it on Amazon or B&N, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Leonard, thanks so much for coming on again.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me. All the best, and live as long as you dare, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for listening to this conversation. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.